National Public Radio Affiliate, Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station, a broadcast service of Clark Atlanta University.
This program is not being used to make diagnosis, administer treatment, prescribe medication, or order tests. The information contained in this program is provided as an educational service. This program is not a replacement with the relationship you have with your healthcare provider. If you have concerns about your health, please contact your doctor.
Welcome to Drive Time with Dr. Douglas. This is an hour-long conversation about your health with Atlanta internist, Dr. Adrian Douglas. Dr. Douglas has been a fixture at Piedmont Atlanta Hospital for over 20 years. He also has an MD VIP-affiliated primary care practice in Buckhead. For the next hour, we will explore important health topics for men and women, and we will take your calls live. Call us at 404-880-9255. 404-880-9255. Tonight, we are talking about your liver and fatty liver disease. Here's your host, Dr. Adrian Douglas. Dr. Douglas, welcome and thank you for this program.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you for being with me today.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. This is a mission and something so important. We appreciate a doctor like you, 20 years at Piedmont, you know, really being able to say, I need to go on the radio and invite folks in to learn and to share. Your questions are welcome. You can share in this program, 404-880-9255. This was an important mission to you, wasn't it, Dr. Douglas?
Indeed it was, Paula. First of all, let me say thank you to WCLK for all your help in putting me in this position to be able to use your radio station as a platform to be able to educate Atlantians as they take their drive back home to Atlanta. Certainly, Atlanta, be careful. The roads are very busy, as you know.
Oh, yes.
They tend to be kind of clogged when we have rain. So I want you to listen, sit back and listen to what we have to say, but most importantly, be safe and certainly put your seatbelts on, Atlanta. Please do that. But first, we want to talk about me. Well, my name is Dr. Adrian Douglas, and again, I'm grateful to be here. I'm originally from North Carolina, from a coastal town in Elizabeth City, and I was educated at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where I received a degree in chemistry, and eventually I went off and finished medical school at the same university. Then I made my way down Interstate 85 to Atlanta, Georgia, and so I end up working through my residency at Emory University, working at Grady Memorial Hospital, for a brief period of time working as a junior faculty member in the emergency room, and then eventually went over to Piedmont Hospital, where I've been since 1995.
Fantastic. And there you handle general health? Is that what you're doing there, Dr. Douglas, general health? You're seeing patients on a variety of health issues and concerns?
Yes, as a general internist, and I see primarily adults 18 and older. Mm-hmm. In some situations, I was 16-year-olds, because by that time they're pretty mature.
Sure.
From that age all the way up to geriatrics, you know, I take care of patients in the outpatient setting now. Previously, it was inpatient and outpatient. But I've had a change in my practice. In the last 2 years, I've made a move towards more of a personalized form of care. I'm an affiliate with MDVIP, which is a nationwide network of primary care physicians who have fewer patients, and so they're able to provide more personalized medicine and provide preventative care at a much more robust level than I have been and what they have been previously been able to do. So this has been the case for about 2 years or so, and so it's been quite an experience, and I'm happy to be here to be able to provide service and to provide education. Now, let me say, I am the son of an educator. Mm-hmm. My mother was an educator in Eastern North Carolina. I'm the son also of a non-commissioned officer, and so my mother at one point in time told me, son, you can always get your teaching certificate and be able to teach. Now, I didn't listen to my mother.
Okay, but that's an issue.
But as a physician, we always have a chance to teach.
That's right.
And so individually, I teach my patients the best I can. And so when I begin this project, when I'm beginning embarking on this initial episode of Drive Time with Dr. Douglas, I want to do this in honor of my mother, Mildred Douglas.
That's wonderful.
Is so important that I teach. And so I'm able to teach on a broad platform to the masses of Atlanta and hopefully to Georgia, the United States, and even the world.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. You are very welcome, and we appreciate you approaching medicine differently, really, Dr. Douglas, because those of us who are patients, and we all are patients, right? We're trying to take care of ourselves. Yeah. We are online. We're getting our health information from a variety of places, and sometimes we're not getting it. It's coming at us. And so this is a welcome opportunity to find trusted information about our health. And today in particular, we're talking about fatty liver disease. And Dr. Douglas, you have brought along with you a colleague from Piedmont, have you not?
Indeed. Dr. Dale C. Holly is one of my colleagues and friends for over 30 years. Dr. Holly and I met during the beginning of our medical education at Emory University in 1988. Dr. Holly is a graduate of the University of Arkansas, in which he received a bachelor's in science in zoology and also chemistry. He eventually received his medical degree from the University of Arkansas for medical sciences and completed his fellowship in gastroenterology and hepatology at St. Louis University Health Sciences Center in St. Louis. He's board certified and primarily practices in the Piedmont and in the Emory Midtown area.
Fantastic. Dr. Holly, welcome. We are glad to have you here at Drive Time with Dr. Douglas.
Thank you very much. I'm just excited to be here. And first and foremost, I just want to say thank you to WCLK for inviting me on today. And thank you to my good friend, Dr. Adrian Douglas, who was gracious enough to have me come on the show. And, you know, we're cut from the same cloth. We basically are all about education. And the practice of medicine, to me, is a wonderful art form. And you get a chance to not just educate people, but you get a chance to establish relationships of substance. And so not only do we try to teach every day, but we try to reach our patients on a personal level to get them to trust what we're saying and what it is we want them to do. And that to me is really precious from my standpoint. So it's the relationships that we establish that fosters that trust and continues to kind of buoy the relationship, if you will, going forward. So I'm excited to be here. I think we got a really exciting topic today, one that to me is, I think, going to strike a chord with most of the listeners, I hope, tonight. My mission, each time I talk with my patients, is to educate, empower, and engage my listeners in a healthy dialogue. And what we want to do is we want to talk about how do we establish optimal health and wellness, the development of optimal health and wellness. So I'm excited to talk about a condition tonight, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because it's something that most people don't think about. And if you look at the awareness level of this condition, if you look at all the studies, most patients are just not aware that fat in the liver can cause significant disease. And I really want to kind of touch on, you know, what this condition is, and why it's relevant.
Okay, that sounds perfect. You're invited to call in and talk about fatty liver disease. Do you have an experience? Have you had a family member? Have you experienced fatty liver disease and would like to ask questions of Dr. Holly or Dr. Douglas? We invite you to call us now. You can do that at 404-880-9255. Dr. Douglas, first we should probably define what exactly is fatty liver disease. Can you and Dr. Holly take us through that?
Well, fatty liver disease, let's just talk about the origins of fatty liver disease. America is the modern-day land of milk and honey. And the problem is that there's too much use of milk and too much honey. Whole milk is going to be filled with fat.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, in the form of sugar, is being increasingly placed in all these different types of foods.
Mm-hmm. So that is exactly what will happen. You end up, Dr. Holly, you end up with those fats in your liver, and what's the challenge that then presents?
Well, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, basically, if we put it in basic terms, there's fat that accumulates excessively in the liver and begins to kind of take over the liver. By percentage weight, greater than 5% of fat in the liver, you can measure that, is the true definition of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. But we're talking about fatty liver in the context of someone who does not drink alcohol, mm-hmm. at least not in excessive quantities. So this is a condition where people are developing fat in the liver. And what people probably don't understand is that fat is a metabolically active substance. So what fat does, fat stimulates the production of a cell to come to the liver called a macrophage. Now, not to get too technical, but what the macrophage does is it's a cell that's part of our immune system. So that cell then creates a cascade of events that leads to our immune system producing this inflammatory response where fat becomes toxic and fat really begins to destroy the liver.
And that's a real issue. And we are here to talk today on this program, Drive Time with Dr. Douglas, about how we can be empowered, as you said, Dr. Holly. Dr. Douglas, you talked about information being the power source for us to then take control of our health. You can call in with your questions right now about fatty liver disease at 404-880-9255. Let's go to Donna in Buckhead who has a question. Donna, hello and welcome to Drive Time with Dr. Douglas.
Hi there. Thank you, Dr. Douglas and Dr. Holly. I'm calling to find out, you just described a bit about what the disease is. Who is at the greatest risk for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? Those that drink milk and eat honey?
Thanks, Donna. Great question. Great question. Who is at risk? Dr. Douglas, who is at risk?
Everyone's at risk.
Okay.
Everyone that begins to develop weight is at risk. Mm-hmm. And overweight is a condition that is defined as a BMI greater than 24, but less than 30. And anyone over a BMI of 30 is considered obese. So this is a means of measuring the body in which we are looking for a density. We use a person's height, and we use a person's weight, and we use a calculation to define it. Mm-hmm. But non-alcoholic fatty liver disease crosses all spectrums, all socioeconomic strata, all races, all backgrounds, all ages.
So everyone needs to be aware. Dr. Holly, is that what you see in your practice?
Absolutely. Let me just piggyback on what Dr. Douglas said. If specifically you look at the condition of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, you have to put it in the proper context. So it's liver disease in the setting of someone with obesity and the metabolic syndrome. And not to get technical again, but I want to kind of expound on what the metabolic syndrome is, because unbeknownst to a lot of patients, they're affected and they actually have the metabolic syndrome. There are five criteria that make up the metabolic syndrome, and you have to have three or more to be technically considered under that category of metabolic syndrome. So you first look at someone's waistline. So this is really important because in men who have a waistline of greater than 40 inches and in women who have a waistline greater than 35 inches, you're at risk.
So this is, again, if you have a large belly, basically us regular folks, Dr. Holly, we hear that and go, okay, wait, if I've got a belly, that is really a health risk.
Absolutely. And not just for liver disease, obviously, but for other conditions
sure,
as well.
Sure.
For cardiovascular disease and just vascular disease in general. But so you look at the criteria for metabolic syndrome. So the first one is having that large waistline. The next thing is hypertension. Well, we all have heard the term hypertension, so we're familiar with that. And that's a condition that is so prevalent in America today because of the foods that we eat, because of the lifestyle that we live. If you look at other criteria of metabolic syndrome, you're talking about someone with diabetes. So they have to have a fasting glucose level greater than 110. So elevated glucose, another important criteria of that syndrome. Then you look at elevated triglycerides, which triglycerides are like a cousin to fat, to cholesterol, basically. So the triglycerides, fasting levels greater than 150. And then last but not least, you look at cholesterol. Now, in cholesterol, what we're looking at, the good cholesterol. So the good cholesterol in men, if it's less than 40, and in women, if it's less than 50, this puts you in at risk of having metabolic syndrome. So if you have three or more of the criteria, large waistline, hypertension, elevated triglycerides, elevated blood sugar, and also, two, a cholesterol with the HDL in men being less than 40 and in women being less than 50, puts you at risk for this condition.
Dr. Douglas, so what can we, as people, we hear that and go, oh boy, what am I to do? So what should we be doing with diet? What should we be doing with our water intake? What can we proactively do to counter what Dr. Holly's explaining as the high risks?
A lot of times it's behavioral. You have to kind of think positively and begin to do something. Get up and begin to move. As a rule, trying to get 10,000 steps will be important on a daily basis. Hydrating yourself. A good rule is 8 times 8, 64 ounces of water a day at a minimum. Limiting the total amount of calories that you take in, depending on what your metabolic rate is. That's important. And certainly getting resistance exercise as well as cardiovascular exercise involved.
Fruits, vegetables, should we be getting a certain amount every day? What's the real goal? We've heard different numbers, again, when we look online and we hear different advertising. What? How many fruits and vegetables should we be shooting for every day to be healthy?
Certainly you should eat between 4 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Okay, so some guidelines for us. We are taking your calls and talking about how to stay healthy. We're talking specifically about fatty liver disease tonight here on Drive Time with Dr. Douglas. We have our guest, Dr. Dale Holly, with us. Fatty liver disease is our topic, and you are invited to call with your questions about it. 404-880-9255. 404-880-9255 for your questions for Dr. Douglas regarding fatty liver disease. James is on the line now from Lawrenceville. James, hello, and thank you for calling in to Drive Time with Dr. Douglas. What's your question?
Thank you. Thank you for having me for Dr. Douglas. But I think you just answered my question, but I have another question. Since is cirrhosis and fibrosis, are they... do they go away with the fatty liver if you do all the things that you said, like exercise and good diet, plenty of hydration? Will those kind of make things go away or subside? Or, because I think you answered my question, but I'm not really sure if, you know, if...
That's a great question, James. Thank you. You know, Dr. Douglas, that's a great question that James asked. Can we reverse any damage that we have done? So can we get better again? Can we recuperate when it comes to fatty liver disease?
At certain levels, we can. But once you've developed cirrhosis, then that's, for the most part, irreversible. You're not going to be able to reverse that.
Okay. Okay. So talk to us a bit, because I think as the general public, I need you, both you doctors, to know, most of us know about the liver only in terms of cirrhosis of the liver, because celebrities and others, you know, have basically, we've come to understand if you drink too much alcohol, this is kind of one of the things that can happen. So Dr. Douglas, the difference between fatty liver disease and cirrhosis of the liver that is more commonly known or heard about.
Cirrhosis is a fibrosis of the liver. It's a scarring, and it's brought about by immense inflammation. And so the liver is scarred, and it contracts and becomes small. Fatty liver disease is where the fat is actually abundant in the liver, and it tends to swell up, and certainly is defined, as Dr. Holly said, as being over 5% of the weight of the liver.
Incredible. Dr. Douglas, your question for Dr. Holly. Did you have a question that you could sort of walk us through and more about the fatty liver disease that we should be aware of?
Dr. Holly, in terms of fatty liver disease, is there any type of treatment that we have otherwise in terms of medical treatment? We talked about lifestyle modifications and certainly limiting alcohol and then certainly avoiding any other insult to the liver.
Yeah, that's a great question, Dr. Douglas. There are no approved drugs right now for the treatment of fatty liver. Now, what we need to understand is that lifestyle modifications, although they may sound mundane, they have tremendous impact. So if a person can maintain a high-fiber, low-fat diet, exercise, reduce their BMI, if they're diabetic, get their hemoglobin A1C down, which is one of the metrics we use to determine how well one controls their diabetes, but basically, if you can affect all these variables, you can make a difference in disease. Unfortunately, there are no approved medications right now. There is a lot of research being done. And I think within the next year, there's going to be some medications available that I think is very exciting to help manage this disease. I wanted to piggyback on what Dr. Douglas said a few minutes ago about cirrhosis as it relates to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. If you look at this condition, it's really like a spectrum. So it's a continuation. So non-alcoholic fatty liver disease progresses, and as one gets worse with the condition, not only do you have excessive fat in the liver, but then you go from having excessive fat to having increased inflammation. Because if you remember a few minutes ago, I was telling you about how fat is metabolically active. It recruits cells to the liver, one in particular called the macrophage, which actually works to solicit our immune system to kind of work against us. So it increases an inflammatory response. So you get all this inflammation within the liver, and that's the beginning of trouble. Because with inflammation, that's the genesis of most diseases, mm-hmm. whether it be liver disease or even cardiovascular disease. Inflammation is the genesis there. So if you look at inflammation within the liver with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, it leads to steatohepatitis. And that's a medical term for fat in the liver with inflammation. Now, that can progress from what we call the acronym NASH, N-A-S-H, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. It can progress to cirrhosis. And here's the challenge. Mm-hmm. No one, at least lay people, have ever thought about fat potentially causing cirrhosis. So when you talk to people, the understanding from the general public is alcohol causes cirrhosis, right, doctor?
Uh-huh.
And I say, yes, that's one cause. I said, but that's not the only cause. And so there's several different causes of liver disease and cirrhosis, and fat is another one. And this really poses a tremendous threat to us as a society, because this is a societal problem. This is a problem on a larger scale, because obesity is a huge epidemic, and we've got to attack this the right way with the proper education.
That's exactly right, and we're doing this. Dr. Douglas, that's the purpose of this show, is it not? You wanted to provide a platform for people to learn.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk more here with Dr. Douglas and Dr. Holly. You're listening to Drive Time with Dr. Douglas. You can call in. We're talking about fatty liver disease, 404-880-9255. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Drive Time with Dr. Douglas on WCLK. Programming on Jazz 91.9 WCLK is made possible in part by MDVIP. Dr. Adrian Douglas, host of Drive Time with Dr. Douglas, is an affiliated physician with MDVIP. He has practiced internal medicine at Piedmont Hospital for more than 20 years. Patients in his primary care practice take part in an annual wellness program. He offers same and next day appointments that start on time and last as long as needed. Dr. Douglas is also available by phone after hours. More information is available at mdvip.com.